Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. Exodus 4 verse 12. That's where we find this morning's promise. One of the things I find hardest to do is to connect with someone who is grieving the loss of a loved one. And this is because I don't know that I know what to say in those moments. And I don't want to say the wrong thing and make the situation worse. And I have that fear because I remember when my dad died, there were people who came to us who said a lot of things that really didn't help. One of those things we were told to do was just pray about it. And of course I knew that I could pray. And I did pray. But in that moment, I wanted something more. I wanted something tangible, something I could hold on to, something that could hold me. And so because of that, I have often avoided saying anything when someone is grieving. But this morning's promise reminds us that when we stumble over words or struggle to find the right thing to say, God is there. Maybe it's during times of personal crisis or when a friend is hurting and seeking comfort, or even when someone asks us about our faith and we're not sure how to respond. In those moments, I want us to remember this promise that God doesn't call the equipped. He equips those he calls. And that includes giving us the words to say when we need them the most. So the next time we're faced with a situation that leaves us speechless, may we trust that he will provide exactly what is needed, whether it's a word of comfort, a message of hope, or an answer to a difficult question. And as we step out in faith, my prayer is that we'll experience the power of God's presence working through us, giving us the courage to speak words of grace and truth into the lives of those around us. That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.